Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Juneau School District and its teachers will seek mediation to assist in contract talks. Negotiations between the school district and the Juneau Education Association reached an impasse on Saturday. Union President Ben Kriegmann says salaries, changes to work schedule, and the length of a proposed contract remain at issue. He says the union has rejected the district's proposal for a 0.5% salary increase in just a one-year contract. Superintendent Glenn Gilbrecht said in a prepared statement that the gap between proposals has narrowed substantially and district officials remain confident that an agreement can be reached. Some unemployed workers in Alaska are about to lose their unemployment insurance benefits thanks to federal legislation that ties the payments to the state's unemployment rate. Bill Kramer is chief of unemployment insurance for the State Department of Labor. He says Alaska's insured unemployment rate is below 6%, meaning residents are no longer eligible to file new claims for Tier 4 of the federal program. He says the federal changes include other provisions designed to encourage people collecting emergency unemployment insurance to find work.
It's mandated that they make an active job search every week and that unemployed workers document their job search, and we will audit certain numbers of those work searches that are made by people.
Congress implemented the Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program in 2008 as a way to extend benefits during the recession. It includes four tiers varying from 6 to 20 weeks of additional payments. Kramer says the latest extension of the program also requires the department to provide job search advice and assess the skills of people entering the federal emergency unemployment system for the first time or applying for a new tier. He says about 1,900 Alaskans are currently receiving Tier 4 emergency unemployment compensation, while about 1,500 residents are claiming Tier 3. Existing claims will continue to be paid until after they're exhausted, and Kramer says people receiving emergency federal unemployment are considered long-term job seekers.
We're relatively fortunate in Alaska. Our overall unemployment rate has not been as high as the rest of the nation. And fortunately, I think for Alaska as well, this change comes as we're heading towards spring, and it's typically the highest employment season that we have in Alaska.
Regular federal unemployment insurance and the first three tiers of the emergency program will continue to be available to Alaska residents. The change also does not affect state unemployment insurance payments, which are funded by employers and employees in Alaska through payroll deductions. Alaska's unemployed workers can now claim a maximum of 99 weeks unemployment insurance, state and federal payments combined. Palmer has a new state representative. Republican Shelley Hughes was sworn in Friday during a ceremony in Palmer. House Speaker Mike Chenault administered the oath of office. Governor Sean Parnell selected Hughes last week to finish out the remainder of Carl Gatto's term, which goes until the legislature convenes in January. House Republicans confirmed Parnell's choice. Gatto was a Republican from Palmer. He passed away April 10th from complications related to cancer. He was 74 years old. And a former Iditarod champion who was forced to drop out of the dog sled race when he nearly severed his index finger is suing the Oregon company that made his knife in the sporting goods store that sold it to him. Mitch Seavey is seeking at least $100,000 in lost wages and other damages. Kershaw Knife Company of Tualatin, Oregon, has denied the claims, and a lawyer for Sportsman's Warehouse says Seavey has produced no evidence that he lost money. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for a chance of rain or rain showers today.